Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ezras Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Pei Hei, and we will also begin Be'ezras Hashem, Siman Shin Pei Vav. So I think we're up to Siman Shin Pei Hei, Si'if Gimel. This is page 508, Reish Nun Dalet Amud Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Says Shulchan Aruch, Yisrael Mumar Lavodus Alilim. If you have a Jew who Rachman Al-Itzlan is a Mumar Lavodus Zara, he worships Avodus Zara. Ol L'chal Shabbos L'Farhesia, or he's Mechal Shabbos publicly. Afilu Ein Mechal L'Abisadra, even if all he violates or isum drabanan, hareu ka'akum. As far as Eruv is concerned, he has a din of a guy where you're going to need a schirus rishos, a bitl rishos will not work. But if he's only mechal shabbos bitzina, not befarasya, afil mechal lo bisadaraisa, even though when he is bitzina, he's violating daraisas, he's plowing and he's threshing and he's, whatever, weaving, hareu ki Yisrael mevatel rishos. He would still have a din of a Yisrael because he only does a bitzina, and therefore he has the ability to be mevatel rishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mumer lavod skilulim afilu b'tzina, a mumer lavod d'zara, that doesn't matter whether it's public or private. Ol chal shabbos b'far hasya, but if he's a mechal shabbos, then it's only if it's a public chil shabbos. Tavon zechomer kuma ovid avod skavim, because being mechal shabbos b'far hasya is as severe as avod d'zara. Shenasa b'zeh mumer l'kol ha-Torah, he's considered a mumer for kol ha-Torah kula. V'davka b'sharagil b'avon zeh. However, that's only if he gets in the habit of doing this avera. Avon chil Shabbos b'chad zimna b'farhesia lo mikri mumar. But if he just did it once, that's not enough to qualify him as a mumar. I think Tosfos writes this in Maseches Chulin when he talks about, the Mishnah talks about shechting on Shabbos. So whether the shechita is kosher, not Tosfos. What do you mean the shechita is kosher? You're mechal Shabbos. If you're mechal Shabbos, so then the shechita. So it doesn't, one time doesn't make you mechal Shabbos. It meant you were mechal Shabbos that time, but it doesn't make you a person who's who we would say is a mumar to be mechal Shabbos. V'yeshom daf. However, others say that even one time makes you a mumar. Ufer hesi mikri. How do I define public? Kishachil b'fnei asara miYisrael. Oh, sheyada sheisparsim b'nehem. Either you did it in front of 10 Jewish people, or you knew that the matter was going to become public to 10 Jewish people. Vidad the kol zek shu over the teyavon. All of this whole chiluk between farhesi and tzina, and all, that's only if you did it l'teyavon because you had some sort of yetzer hara. Avel ha'chis. But if you're mechal shabbos, just la'chis. Even if it's not Chil Shabbos, any Avera that you do Lahachis, and even if you do it privately, Dino Kakum. So that's a third category of someone who's Dino Kakum. We have a Mumer Lavod Zara, we have Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, and we have someone who does any Avera Lahachis. Hareu Kakum. He has a Yodin like a Goy, Ratzalomer, Linyinze, as far as Hilchas Erevin is concerned, Shein Amal, Shuv, Bittul Rishos, Eladavka Schirus, which means that you cannot do Bittul Rishos, he has to do Davka Schirus Rishos. Some say that as far as other matters of counting Torah Minyan and other things where a Mechal Shabbos is wine he touches, things like that, maybe he does not have a din of a Mumar just because he's Mechal Shabbos on Isurim Drabanan. So then he gives you some Aramakomos in Hilchas Shechita and other places where it matters whether a person has a din of a Mumar or not. So does someone who's Mechal Shabbos on Drabanans have a din of a Mumar legabe other alachos? That is a matter of significant discussion in poskim. Ela b'tzina v'mispayish lasas b'fnei adam gadol afshal sadover z'b'fnei kama anashim kamzel l'tzina yichashev. A person might be Mechal Shabbos in front of a bunch of people, but if he wouldn't do it in front of an adam gadol, then he's not considered Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. That's considered to be Mechal Shabbos b'tzina. See if dalit Yisrael shehemir. Let's say a Jew becomes a Mumar on Shabbos, or whatever, he becomes a Mumar after some time. He was a perfectly observant Jew, and then he became a Mumar. And he had homes in a neighborhood that had an Eruv. So when the Eruv was made, he was a valid participant in the Eruv. But now he became a Mumar. So if the only doorway he has is into this joint chatzer, who oser b'kol Shabbos chal li'achar she'emir. So any Shabbos that happens after he became a Mumar, he is going to be a problem now. Until he does a schirus Rishos, he's going to be a problem. But if he has another door from his house that goes into a different neighborhood, that enters into a neighborhood of non-Jews, even though it's only a small door and it's not a door he frequently had used, the Jewish people in neighborhood number one, where he has a door that opens up into their neighborhood, say, no, you don't belong to our neighborhood, and therefore we don't need you as part of our Eruv. You belong to the non-Jewish neighborhood. So because because you have another door that goes there, and therefore you don't cause a problem for our Eruv. Mishra Bruce of Katan Zayin, She'ervu l'kal Hashanah, Ratzalam Rav Lam, Rim, the Kimmich Hutal Ezer Shabbosos, She'chalu Kodim She'hemir, Hutal l'kal Hashanah, the Kal Shabbos Shabbos, Milsa B'fnatzmihi, meaning they made an Eruv Chatzeres on Eruv Pesach. And then Shavuos time, the guy becomes a Mumar. So we don't say, well, for the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, he was a valid participant in the Eruv, and the Eruv worked, so maybe it should work going forward as well. No. Each Shabbos has to be viewed independently, and if when this Shabbos starts, he's a Mumar, we have a problem. As soon as he becomes a Mumar, he's Mevatel, Schelik in the Eruv, Vosrael and Shabbos Sacher, Sachi Iskrumi Menu, and therefore he's going to be a problem for everybody in future Shabbosos until he does a Skirus Roshos. The Kol Shabbos Shechal, Vimhemir Biyom HaShabbos Gufal. What if he became a Mumar in middle of Shabbos? So Mutra Los HaShabbos. For the rest of that Shabbos, we're okay. The Kivin Shutar Mitzah Shabbos Hutar L'Kol HaShabbos. Because once the Eruv was functional when Shabbos began, it will remain functional for the remainder of that Shabbos. Avalim Yesh Lo, but we said if he has a doorway that goes into a non-Jewish neighborhood. Now, Simon Shin Pei Gimel, we discuss, what if he doesn't have a doorway that goes into a non-Jewish neighborhood, or he didn't, but then he became a Mumar, and then he built a doorway that goes into the non-Jewish neighborhood. So that we discuss in Simon Shin Pei Gimel, where the Prima Gadma says that if he built that doorway during a weekday, then he's Chozer L'Kadmusa. The Erev goes back to what it was, and if he opens up in Shabbos, then the Erev does not come back. Pesach Katan, Va'al Kol Panim Be'in Shiyabo Arba'a Tfachim, Al Arba'a Tfachim. When we talk about a small doorway, the minimum size of a small doorway is 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. Tfachim is Elo Chash Pesach, Elo B'Sim Shinayin Beis. We already said in Shinayin Beis, less than that is not even called a Pesach at all. Dochen Oso, Dekovet Oso Mita Sedom. So we push him to the non-Jewish neighborhood that he has a doorway that opens up into, because it's Kofen Oso Mita Sedom, Kedesh Shalei Yisraelin. Why should he cause us problems if he doesn't have to? Ukedil Kaman B'Sim Shin Pei Vav. So Siftes legabe Yisrael, v'gam debevadai kiven shenispar v'ragel lema'akum nichle bo pischutvei. And plus, if he's acting like a guy and he has one doorway that opens up in the Goyish neighborhood, one that opens up in the Jewish neighborhood, his obvious preference is for the non-Jewish neighborhood. He has nothing in common anymore with the Jews who are Shomer Shabbos and learning Torah and the Gaon Minyan. He has much more in common with the guy. That's where he's stationed himself in life. Let's see if Aleph of Simon Shin Pei Vav. Asrucham letaltel menach chatzeros l'mavoi, v'tiru al yidei shituf. That if you have a whole bunch of chatzeros that share a mavoi, you're not allowed to carry from one chatzer to the mavoi unless you do a shituf, unless you do a joining of all the chatzeros. Shegoven paso davar acher mimine machal. You collect either bread or any type of food, mikol chatzer v'chatzer, from each of the neighbor, from each of the chatzeros, each of the neighboring chatzeros. V'nosnos also be'echad min chatzeros. And they put that pot of food in one of the chatzeros. V'anu rom, kilu pasuach, kol ha-mavoi lo osu chatzer. And we view it as if the entire mavoi only opens into that chatzer. U'mnei she'enu el l'shatef ha-chatzeros, yichon litno ba'avir ha-chatzer, b'bayi she'en ba'arba al-arba. And since the purpose of this is not to join houses, but it's to join chatzeros with one another, so it could be placed in outdoors, in the chatzer, or in a house that doesn't qualify as a house, that's less than 4x4 amos. Ve'en shrichon litno ba'bayis, you don't have to put it into a house, rak she'iya b'makom ha-mishtamer, you just need to put it in a protected place. And therefore you cannot put it in the airspace of the Mavui. You can't put it outside in the Mavui, but you can put it in one of the Chatzeros because it's meant to join all of the Chatzeros. Says the Mishra Berurim in the Chatzeros of Mavui, Mnei Shamavui Choshev Rishus Meshutefes Keneged HaChatzeros. The Mavui is considered a joint property in comparison to the Chatzeros. Meaning a Chatzer belongs only to the members of that Chatzer, but the Mavui belongs to all of the Chatzeros that are off of this mavoi. And there goes it not to carry from a chatzer to a mavoi or a mavoi to a chatzer, because a chatzer is more rishos hayachidi than a mavoi is, and a mavoi is more rishos harabimi than a chatzer is. The tiru al yidei shituf, but they were matir by doing a shetif and muvos. Shekshem sheiruvi chatzer is mariv kol batei ha chatzer yachad, k'dal reisha mishin samuk vav, kach shetif and muvos, mishatev kol chitzrei ha mavoi yachad, Menasim Chatzar Echad. Just like an Erev Chatzeros joins all of the homes in the Chatzar into one unit, a Shituf HaMevuos joins all of the Chatzeros in the Mavui into one unit. Shagovin Pasu Dover Acher, and the way to make the Shituf HaMevuos is by collecting bread or other food. Even though by Erev Chatzeros you need to only use pas, shiny hasim derev mishum diruhu. That's because an eruv is meant to be a resident. It's about establishing residence. Lariv dirasal nasos nachas, to make that they have one place of residence. V'dirasu shladim in mishach alacharpito. A person's place of residence is determined by his bread. Mashen kein shituf mavus they know the shatif rishus chaser shemavil rishus habatim v'chatzalav bastiruhu. As opposed to shituf mavus, it's not about residence because no one lives in a chatzar anyway. You live in a house. So since it's only about joining chatzeros, which are not a dira, hilchach sagi b'kolda v'machel. So therefore, you could use any type of food. You don't need bread. And it's for that same reason. You don't have to put it inside anybody's house. You can leave it outdoors in the chatzer. Or in a house that's less than 4x4 amos. Because even if you're going to say, well, it's not a house, and therefore we pretend it doesn't have any walls, and it doesn't have any roof, and it's just out there in the opening, out there in the open, but that's okay. You could have a shituf mavus out there in the open. It doesn't need to be in a makom ha-mishtamer. B'makom ha-mishtamer v'chatzer mikri makom ha-mishtamer. Chatzer is called a makom ha-mishtamer, meaning we said it does need to be in a makom ha-mishtamer a little bit. So, and chatzer is enough of a makom ha-mishtamer. V'ayin lel simen shin sal v'vav siv gimel in eruv chatzeros. D'sham bin on davka she'anichenu b'beis dira. But by an eruv chatzeros, you need to put into a home, into a residence. That's the only way that Erev Chatzeros works. So to review what we learned tonight, in Siv Gimel we said that there are three categories of people that are Jewish but have a din like a guy, legabe the fact that they can only be Socher Rishos, not Mevatel Rishos, a Mumla Vodazara, whether it's Betzin or Befarhesya, a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesya, even on a din derabanan, but we define Farhesya as in front of 10 Jews, would be Mechal Shabbos, or he knows that Jews are going to find out about it. And then the third category was anyone who does any Avera Lahachis. And then in Siv Dalet we said that if a Jew becomes a Mumar, his previous participation in the Eruv does not carry forward for future Shabbos. So you're going to need to get a Schiris Roshos from him. And then in Simen Shin Pei Vav, we introduced the concept of Shitufei Mavuos, where all of the various Chatzeros contribute some food item, doesn't have to be bread, to join together, and they keep it in one of the chatzeros, but it could be out there in the airspace of the chatzer. It does not need to be inside of a beis dira. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, same time, same place, Si'ifim, Beis, and Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening.